If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Cam, the Pope sized you up and thought, that's not a football player I want to go up against.
Well, Lisa, I was not known for taking plays off when I played football, but I think I would probably take it easy and let the Pope have his way.
Welcome to the show. How was that meeting?
Thank you for having me. It was fantastic. We had a number of really good conversations about everything from AI and ethical use of technology and the wars that we're fighting in this country right now and across the globe, to talking about the Bears and the White Sox and what's happening in Chicago baseball. It was just a really pleasant experience, and I'm really fortunate to be able to have done that.
Oh, absolutely. John Williams said, the Pope should stay in his lane. Why would he be talking about the Bears? I go, because he has a Chicago contingent in front of him, and of course they're going to ask him about that. And as a Chicago guy, of course, like the rest of us, he'd probably like to see the Bears stay in Chicago, right?
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
Well, no doubt about that. And listen, the Pope was born at Mercy Hospital in my district, which is now Insight. He was raised in the south suburb of Dalton. His family attended St. Mary of the Assumption Church on the south side of Chicago. And so he is as much of a Chicagoan as any of us. And so he is a diehard Bears fan. And he has some thoughts about that as well. But I think that it's just a real moment to have the leader of the Catholic Church, the leader of 1.5 billion Catholics across the world, be so familiar with our issues here at home.
So, Cam, apparently the Bears had told legislators that they had very few meetings with the city of Chicago. And then Cranes came out with the report and said, well, there were six calls as late as April 15th, 18th, and the 22nd. They started in January, and the indication was that the city's top attorney wouldn't be taking six calls about leases. What were the discussions? Are you aware of the discussions, and is there any chance the Bears could stay in Chicago?
Yes, yeah, so I was not aware of any of these discussions. There was some inklings that there may have had been some conversations. The Bears told us meaning myself, the governor's office and the Senate, that they had not had any in-depth conversations. But, you know, Cranes has rolled out these receipts, which are, I think, really interesting about what happened. And in fact, I was so not in the loop on these things that it seems like the last meeting they had was on April 22nd. That happened to be the day that we passed the mega projects bill in the House. And so, you know, listen, I don't know what those meetings meant. I don't know what was said, but I know that there's got to be a level setting where we can figure out what the truth is. And Lisa, the truth of the matter is that this thing is starting to feel much less like a stadium project and more like a Shakespearean play, right? We've got ambition worthy of Macbeth. We've got indecision worthy of Hamlet. We've got factions and fractures like Julius Caesar, and there's plot twists everywhere, right? But the only thing that's missing so far is the final act, which is what we're all trying to get to. And so at some point, somebody has to decide how the story is going to end.
Here comes Kevin Powell with a big question.
Well, I have a lot of questions, Cam. It's great to talk to you.
You too, Kevin.
What's the timeline here? I mean, are we going to get a special summer session? Are the Bears going to wait till the fall? If they haven't moved to Hammond by now, why haven't they already moved to Hammond? I mean, what sort of realistic timeline are we looking at here?
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, we have said in Springfield that we want to get this done as soon as possible, but we want to get it done the right way. Obviously, we had a version of this that worked for the members in the Illinois House. The Senate had a different version. We could not find a way to bring those two versions together before the clock ticked out earlier this week. But I think it's going to be really incumbent upon the Bears to say what they really want to do, right? Is Hammond real? And if it is, are they willing to take that? Is Chicago still in the cards? As Lisa just asked a few seconds ago, I don't know the answer to that. These are questions that only the Bears can answer. I feel like my charge and the charge of Bill Cunningham and the governor's office is to give them the tools they need to stay here, but we also need to know what that looks like for them.
What sort of communication have you had directly with Kevin Warren? I know the Bears put a statement out Monday, but you know, Kevin Warren's job when he was hired by the Bears, I mean, job number one was the stadium. And we've heard different reporting on his involvement in Springfield. And have you talked to Kevin Warren directly? I mean, where does he stand on all of this right now?
Yeah, I told another radio station a few weeks ago, and it remains true today, that my cadence when we were in session in Springfield was to wake up, work out, call my wife and my kids, and then call Kevin Warren, and to do it every night the same way. I talked to Kevin a couple of times a day, and, you know, we've maintained the lines of communication. They were not in Springfield physically, but frankly, I don't think that they needed to be there this time of year as we were trying to get through this. I thought that they may have been a distraction if they were actually in the building. But we've been talking to them, and I know the Senate has as well. I know the governor's office has been talking to them. I know the governor has spoken to George McCaskey a fair amount, and the governor has spoken to Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, as well. And so we're talking, we're communicating. I think the question is about the strategy and what happens next. And so, you know, there's a lot of rumblings about Kevin and where things are with the organization, but there is an open line of communication.
Okay, but all that communication, and they won't be forthright and take Hammond off the table? I mean, because honestly, I'm with Maria Pappas. There's no chance in hell they're going to Hammond, Cam.
Well, listen, I'm with you. When you look at the history of this franchise, when you look at the fact that in 1922, when George Halas bought the team from A.E. Staley, he brought them up from Decatur. Part of the reason was because they were outgrowing their fan. The fan base was outgrowing the platform. They were outgrowing the stadium in Decatur. They were outgrowing the fan base there. And he saw Chicago as the frontier to be able to move this organization in the right direction. I still think that Chicago and or the Chicagoland area is the right place to do that. I don't see Hammond being a place where that makes sense. With that being said, I'm not a poker player, but I know poker players that will tell you you may be bluffing, but sometimes you have to play your bluff if that's all you got. So for me, it's not giving them the chance to play that bluff and giving them an opportunity to make the right decision here in Illinois.
Well, if I could just ask one more quick question. Since you've been in constant communication with Kevin Warren, do you get the sense that they would be willing to wait until the fall session to actually get something done? Or do you think it's going to take a summer, some sort of special summer session?
It's hard to tell. I'm not a fan of the summer session thing. I think it's problematic to bring folks back just to vote on one thing. One issue, because obviously it's important to us and it's very important to me, but I've got colleagues downstate who don't really care what happens there. And I got colleagues in the suburbs who are not as locked in on this. And so to have folks pick up and come back to Springfield for a single vote, I think is, you know, it's interesting. I don't know that we're going to land there, but it is an option that we have. But none of that can happen until we get to a place where we agree. And, you know, the one of the problems with you all is that the Bears have only said that they need property tax certainty, and they left it there. The problem with that is that, you know, we gave them property tax certainty in our bill. The Senate has now given them property tax certainty in a different bill. And so it needs to be more of a strategic conversation about exactly what that looks like for them and what they need to move forward here in the state of Illinois.
Well, thank you so much for the update. I'm really jealous you got to meet the Pope.
He was fantastic. It was one of the great moments of my life.
I bet. Thank you so much, Cam.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good one.